heard a crunch. I did. I walked over and I heard it. I was like, oh, fuck, my wife's going to kick my ass. But everything's cool. Everything's cool. All right. Woo, that was scary for a while. Are they crooked? Are they still straight? Because that's important. No, are they normal? Are they all right? Look good? Okay, good. Just got to walk around. You know, now my kid, he don't give a shit. You know, he's only four. It's like, ah, it's my dad, you know. A few more years, man. It's like, fix your glasses, you big fucking goof. You know what I mean? That's, you know, he's going to, like, look at you. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Play your guitar. Play Stairway to Heaven, old timer. You know what I mean? It's like, he'll be rapping and fucking. All right. So, hey, I'm coming into the home stretch here. I'm going to do a couple of songs. But thanks a lot. I'm having a great time. So, thanks. This is, sometimes, you know, you play New York, and you get a little nervous. Just, you never know what's going to happen, because it's a big town. There's a lot of things that to do, you know? So the nervousness manifests itself in me occasionally, where I break out in, like, these orange lesions. Luckily, that shit didn't happen tonight, but if it ever does, you know, don't let me go around with that shit on my face, you know what I mean? It's ugly. So anyway, I seem to have lost my pick. No. And don't believe in that shit. Play something you know. Okay. All right. I hear her now all the time. Just
play something you know. Just relax. Enjoy the gig. I said play something you fucking know.
This is a song that I wrote for my mother. I know this one. Thank you. That was a funny line. You fuckers. Never mind. All right. Let me just say this. I'm going to tell you this joke, but it involves using a specific race at the end, okay? And I called a friend of mine who is of this race, and I said, is it in any way derogatory towards the race? He said, Ed, no, absolutely not. So if anybody's got a problem with it, fuck you. Okay, here we go. So it's a conference, a supernatural conference, you know, clairvoyance and ghosts and that type of shit. People love that stuff, like Art Bell, American Coast to Coast, right? 1,000 people, right? And the lecturer gets right up. He gets right to it. And he says, anybody that's had an experience with a ghost at all, please stand up. 100 people stand up. Anybody that's been touched by a ghost, remain standing. 50 people remain standing. He says, anybody that's talked to a ghost, remain standing. 25 people remain standing. He says, now here's the big question. Anybody that's had sex with a ghost, remain standing. One little Indian man in the back. The lecturer says, that's great. You've had sex with a ghost? He said, ghost. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said goat. See, he fucked a goat. I guess that's the joke. Chimp blowing, goat fucking. Man, what a great night. Love coming uptown. They don't allow this shit downtown. They don't allow that shit downtown. No way. Huh? See, jokes, that's funny. But it has like a return, it has a decline in return on our investment, you know? Like the first time, and then by the now, it's like, yeah, we get it. You couldn't hear, I don't know. I guess you couldn't fuck a goat, could you, really? You'd have to fuck it, because it's a male, right? You know what? I mean, I'm just thinking. I'm not thinking about it a lot. Just thinking about it a little bit. All right, I got to go. I got shit to do. All right. The thing is, I got to tell you something. Can I just tell you something really quick? They think that all the weird shit goes on downtown, but actually way uptown, that's when it really, like, yes, right. I'm up in Central Park just the other day, right? And there's like a dog, and she's got her head caught in the fence, and there's a couple of fucking uptowners, right? And they see it. They don't see me because I was taking a little nap on the bench, as I do, you know, a lot, because I get tired from the chess game. And they don't, so they turn around, and he pulls down his pants, and he starts fucking the dog, the poor thing. He's got his head in the fence, you know? And he says to his buddy, his uptown buddy, he says, would you like to give it a try? And he says, I'd like to give it a try, but I don't think I can get my head in the fence. See, that shit doesn't happen downtown. Okay.